Gittin Pergvav Mishnah Zayin. Amr l'shnayim tnu get l'ishti. Person tells two people, just a lashon of tnu. He says, just to give this get to his wife. O l'shlosha, or he says to three people, kisfu get utnu l'ishti. He says, write a get and give it to my wife. Hare elu yichtavu v'yitenu. Both of these cases, these same people have to write the get, and these same people give the get. In the first case where he just says tnu, just give, he says it to two people. As he says it to two people, even though he doesn't say write it and give, he just says give, it's understood that they should write it themselves, not that they should tell a sofer to write it. And also, they should also not delegate the signing, because they can't be a shliach to command other people, because they were designated as edim, and they were also designated as shluchim. They happen to be both the shliach and the ed. That's what the husband designated them as. And also the case of three. Now, the case of three people can be a beis din. And beis din has the authority to delegate and manage. And one would think that even three people, he's really making them a beis din, and they can start deciding, okay, you write, you sign, you do this, you do that. Nevertheless, since he used the lashon of write, kisfu utnu get l'ishti, since he told them to write also, therefore, we know that he's not designating them as a beis din, rather, they're just edim, they're just shluchim. However, Amr l'shlosha tnu get l'ishti, if he tells three people, give a get to my wife, he doesn't say write and give. Hare elu yomru l'acherim v'yichtovu. In this case, he is designating as the beis din. They can tell other people that the other people can write. Not only that, not just write, they can sign, they can give the get as a shliach. The Rab points out, all those things can be delegated to others. M'pnesha alson beis din, divrei b'meir. It's according to Meir, when he says tnu, he doesn't tell them to write, he just says give it, he's designating them as a beis din, and that's why they can do all these things. V'zo halacha Allah, Rabbi Chanina ish ono mibeis asurim. And this is the halacha, the Rabbi Chanina ish ono, when he came out of beis asurim, he was stuck in jail with Rabbi Akiva at that time, by the Romans, and he was saying this over in the name of Rabbi Akiva. And he said, mekubal ani ba'omer l'shlosha tnu ged l'ishti. He's mekubal that if somebody tells three people just tnu, she'om l'achem v'yichtov. They should tell other people that these three people are a beis din, and they can tell other people to write, and so on and so forth, because he's making them a beis din. And this is just like Rabbi Meir Shita in the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and he tells him, Numenu l'shliach, we're going to make you a shliach to bring this thing that we're going to tell you, and say the halacha in the beis medrash. In other words, we're going to make you the shliach for us to tell them a halacha that's exactly opposite of what you just said. Af anu mekubam, we're also mekubal. Shafilo amar lebeis din hagadol shibushalayim. Even if a person told the greatest court with the most power in the whole world, which is the beis din hagadol in Yerushalayim, and he tells them tnu ged l'ishti, he just uses that lashon, and one would think, of course, they have the power and the authority to designate shluchim, designate edim, so on and so forth. But nevertheless, if he says tnu ged l'ishti to them, he does not appoint them at beis din. He is actually telling them, every time he says tnu, it's implied kisfu also. He's actually telling them and only them that they're the ones that should do everything. Sheyilmadu, therefore they have to learn, v'yichtavu, and then they can now write. Because even though the beis din gadol Yerushalayim knew how to write, that was one of the conditions to be a beis din gadol, and they were chacham. And I believe they even had to write safras. There's still a difference between writing that and writing a get. There's much more involved with writing a get, so they had to actually learn how to write a get, and then write it. V'yiteinu, and they had to actually give it over. In other words, they were the edim, and they were the shluchim. He was making the beis din gadol Yerushalayim edim and shluchim, not designating them as a beis din, that they should delegate to others. And the Mishnah ends, Amar la'asara kisfu ged l'ishti, if a person tells 10 people to write a get for his wife, echad kosev v'shnayim chosmin. So any of them, one writes it, one person writes. You don't have more than one person writing on the get. Ushnaim chosmen. But all you need is any two out of these 10 people signing. Kulchem ksovu. But if he specifically says, I want all of you to write. Echad kosev v'chulam chosmen. Obviously, he doesn't mean that they all have to write the words of the get itself, because that's impossible. Once it's written, it's written. It's not mistaver that he means that 10 people hold the pen at the same time. So echad kosev, however, v'chulam chosmen, they all have to sign. Taisus Yontif brings that he also, in this case, told them that I want all of you to sign. And he brings the Beis Yosef as a medakta from the Lashon of the Torah. So it's also implied that he told them to sign. Lefikach, therefore, meis echer mehem harezeb get batel. If one of them dies, it's not a good get, because you needed all of them to sign.